That's something you need to be on the lookout for. Also, if you want to find out what's going on in the world of entertainment, you need to make sure that you stay here. And we always, always know that we do have amazing, amazing things lined up for you. Well, it's December, and I always say Merry Christmas. It's a little breezy if you're in the city of Lusaka. Then you know that today is quite a chilly day. And also, like I said, not to be dramatic, but Merry Christmas.
We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Lack of Comprehensive Tobacco Control Act in Zambia irks Kanchibia lawmaker. ACC nabs three officers from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock for suspected corruption linked to a $10 million loan under the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project, SLIMP. In international news, World Health Organization, WHO, condemned airstrikes that killed 114 in Sudan. And finally, in sports news, Zambia dominates team of the tournament for the CAF African Schools Football Championship.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanji Mulenga. Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda is this Friday, 12 December 2025, expected to move a private member's motion on the floor of Parliament, urging governments to present the tobacco control bill without further delay. He said this is an effort to compel Zambia to fulfill her national and international public health obligations. The lawmaker says tobacco use remains one of the most concerning yet preventable public health threats in Zambia. Mr. Chanda said despite years of policy discussions and Zambia's ratification of the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the country still lacks a comprehensive Tobacco Control Act. He said this legislative gap leaves millions of citizens, especially children, young people, people living with HIV and low-income communities, unprotected from the harms of tobacco use and exposure. Mr. Chanda said about 10.5% of adults aged 15 years and above in Zambia are carrying smokers, while among men, prevalence is far higher at 19.8% compared to 1.6% among women, adding that this translates to approximately 1.3 million adult smokers nationwide. Mr. Chanda said tobacco-related diseases cause about 3,814 deaths every year in Zambia, stating that other analysis place the annual death toll even higher, at around 7,142 deaths, adding that tobacco uses impose an economic cost of 2.8 billion kwacha annually and about 1.2% of GDP due to lost productivity, disability, healthcare costs, and premature deaths. In another development, the Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested three public officers from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock for suspected corruption linked to a $10 million loan under the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project, SLIMP. ACC Director General Daphne Chavu says the funds were meant to develop livestock infrastructure and improve farmer support programs in Muchinga and Northern Provinces. She identified the first suspect as Henry Sichone, a Lusaka Provincial Livestock Research Officer and former SLIMP focal point for Muchinga. He is accused of possessing property suspected to be proceeds of crime, including houses, vehicles, and more than 7 million kwacha in unexplained wealth. The second suspect, Abraham Mulenga, is a Provincial Fisheries and Livestock Marketing Development Officer for Central Province. He faces multiple counts of unexplained property, I beg your pardon, also valued at over 7 million kwacha, involving houses, land, money and vehicles. The third suspect is Peter Michese, a district accountant for Chinsali. He is charged with possession of unexpected property, including blocks of flats, houses, vehicles, and more than 5 million kwacha allegedly acquired corruptly. Mr. Chabu said investigations are ongoing and more arrests are expected. She added that the commission is committed to prosecuting all involved and recovering every kwacha lost.
The entire $10 million was disbursed under the loan. It has further been established that $5.2 million, translating into 126.9 million kwacha allocated for administrative and capacity building activities, was extensively misapplied. Investigations further established that $1.3 million, translating to 32.3 million kwacha, was illicitly transferred into the personal accounts of the officers who have been arrested under false pretenses. A further $142,000, translating to 3 million kwacha, was withdrawn in cash and shared amongst the officers. These funds were retired using falsified documents for activities that never took place, enabling implicated officers to accumulate assets grossly disproportionate to their legitimate earnings.
In another development, AWEC Youth with Disabilities Chairperson Grant Makaba has welcomed the launch of Zambia's first Braille National Youth Policy, describing it as a positive step towards inclusion. Speaking to ProFM News, Mr. Makaba said the development will now allow young people with visual impairments to independently access, read and engage with a policy that shapes their future. He added that his organization hopes to see increased awareness and understanding of the Braille vision so that more visually impaired youth can fully benefit from it.
It is a positive move such that we are going to have youth who are visually impaired to study the document and understand. Though we also have to consider those who are not very well acquainted with Braille. They need to be sensitized verbally and also the benefits of this policy and how they have to use this policy.
Mr. Makaba has appealed to the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts to ensure the Braille materials are widely distributed, including in rural areas, stressing that the documents should not remain stored on library shelves without reaching the intended users.
We have to make sure that the Braille materials prepared by the same ministry get reached the intended persons, because we may find that the policy has been transcribed into Braille, but they just take the Braille material in library and it may have no use on persons with visual impairment.
In another development, the Luapula Provincial Administration has set ambitious performance targets for district administrative officers, urging them to enhance coordination, strength reporting and fast-tracking the delivery of government programs as the province gears up for 2026. Speaking in Zambia during the opening of a capacity-building workshop, Provincial Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa said the year ahead demands greater efficiency, unity of purpose, and proactive engagement with communities, noting that the district offices are the frontline drivers of development. She emphasized the need for timely and accurate reports, improved inter-office collaboration, and strict adherence to professional and apolitical conduct. Stressing that every district must ensure government interventions translate into tangible results for citizens. The Permanent Secretary also urged districts to strengthen implementation of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, noting that while some constituencies have achieved full expenditure, others most urgently speed up project completion to community expectations. Mrs. Chinamakangwa highlighted Luapula Province's strong developmental foundation, including progress in education, health, infrastructure and agriculture, adding that administrative performance must now match these achievements. She cited the province's earlier recognition as the Best Performing Human Resources Management Committee, HRMC, as proof of its capacity to lead.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to this Devoto Capacity Building Workshop, which brings together the administrative leadership of Luapula Province. This gathering is not merely a meeting, it is a strategic convergence aimed at strengthening our collective resolve to save our people with excellence, unity,